The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What up? Happy Monday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We are live in effect at 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop located at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Obviously, college football playoffs is coming up here Thursday and Friday. We got some transfer portal news from the Huskers. We got some coaching news, obviously, is tweeted out, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, made known that Ed Foley will not be coming back as the special teams coach. And then, obviously, NFL playoffs with the culmination last night of Detroit finishing off the Vikings rather, I wouldn't say easily, but with some authority. And then, obviously, we had the wrap-up from men's basketball on this weekend with a big win against UCLA. And then, also, the women were able to finish off Penn State as well. So that seems like it's pretty easy to get into. DP and Austin, I know both of you guys were, at least I know Austin was at the game. DP, were you at the game?
I was.
What are your guys' thoughts on well, first of all, the overall thoughts on the game, and then also second question would be thoughts on what's the name? Cronin said that the PBA didn't have an effect on the way that Nebraska or way that UCLA was able to perform.
Austin, go ahead, bro.
Heck of a win. Heck of a win. Nebraska doesn't get many blue bloods in town, so to get a relatively new blue blood in town, get a win over them was a good sign, right? I think it's a great step in the right direction for the program. UCLA's guards weren't very good. Nebraska's wings kind of took over that game, Bryce and Juwan defensively especially. It was the bench that came up big. Sam Hoiberg was fun. Andrew Morgan had moments as well. Nebraska did a great job of getting downhill to the free throw line. Not a perfect game, not the beautiful game necessarily, but it's beautiful because it's a win. It's beautiful because you get the resumption of Big Ten conference play back on the right foot and off on the right track. And I think it's just a great job overall of really leaning into that defensive identity. It took Nebraska 5 minutes almost to score its first basket, Bryce Williams with the three right before the first timeout. UCLA looked more aggressive. It looked faster and quicker than anything Nebraska had seen in a minute. So I'm not surprised it took the Huskers a while to settle in. Then they respond with a 15-0 run, give one up of their own, but then they battle back when they were back down 7 points to have it tied up going into halftime. And at that point, it did feel like anyone's game. You thought things would open up a little bit more in the second half, which they did. Better shooting night from UCLA, it's a different game. Better shooting night from Nebraska, it's a different game. But it was a Big Ten rock fight. And I'm just impressed that this is a program that's learned how to win those type of games and not fold under the pressure of the moment.
DP?
Yeah, I leaned on, I thought this is the kind of game it was supposed to be. It was going to be gritty. It was going to be two teams that are both identified by their defense more than offense. Both of them had a reason to be to worry, the crash of coming back from Hawaii and whether you can put together the same type of performance. Warm weather Los Angeles team coming in to 20 degrees in Lincoln, Nebraska. And as much as UCLA would like to believe that the environment doesn't matter, it does. And while I fully expect him as a coach to say it doesn't matter, the coach is going to say, look, make shots, defend, take care of the ball, all of the talking checkpoints. But the reality is, as much as coaches say that it cannot affect, it always does. The shooting background is different at PBA than it is at Pauley Pavilion. long range shooters tend to, if you don't have the same optics behind you, when you get under duress, it affects your three, your long range shooting. And if it's your shot's not going down, not every player pulls a Connor Sejan and says, I'm gonna plus minus another way. A lot of them get frustrated. And how do they show frustration? If your long range shots aren't going down, you reach, you foul, you slap. And UCLA, if they had shown a little more discipline defensively, they wouldn't have sent Nebraska to the free throw line so often, even before they got into the bonus, which ultimately at the end of the game cost them.
Yeah.
It cost them, but that's Big Ten basketball. That literally is welcome to the Big Ten, UCLA. That's what you're going to get for the next 2 months. Cold weather, traveling in, interesting crowds. As much as you say you're not going to be impressed by going to places in the Big Ten, Nebraska fans know better. You can say it. It's just not true.
Yeah, but maybe it was a little bit in the moment. You know, obviously, his first big road game for them, obviously being ranked 15. And, you know, probably from a coach's perspective, you definitely, you know, don't want to say, hey, we got, you know, pimped by the crowd. But I think ultimately, I think it really is probably a better light on Nebraska. When you think of Bryce was not very good, you know, from the field. I mean, you can't lie. Neither was Jawan, for the simple, essentially. He was 3 for 5 from three, but he just wasn't very active to get his shots open. And then when you think Burke, obviously playing against his old team, 1 of 8. It was a 3. Now, obviously, every point counts. You don't put a pitcher next to the scoreboard, but what DP said and a lot of other players where they're able to, you know, he's able to still get 9 rebounds. Obviously, you don't want the 3 turnovers, but with between him and Bryce and obviously Andrew Morgan, that's where majority of the turnovers came from for Nebraska. And so, you know, what they have to do is just take all the positive from it. You're really appreciative for Andrew Morgan to pretty much be the player of the game, you know, especially offensively, right? 4 or 5 from the field and make all 4 of his free throws. And then obviously being a little bit of a physical presence and an energy source. And that's what they really needed and along with Sam Hoiberg. So that's what your bench is for. Your bench is needed to come through when one of the most efficient scorers up to date is struggling a little bit. You should have probably maybe forecasted that knowing Cronin's background, right? He's a great defensive coach.
You know the score the last time Mick Cronin came to Pinnacle Bank Arena, right?
No.
It was 56-55 Nebraska in double overtime when he brought Cincinnati here.
Yeah, I do.
That's what Mick Cronin does.
Yeah, he can play some D, and he definitely emphasizes the defensive end, and so you knew they were going to focus on Bryce. They did a pretty good job, obviously, on Burke. He knows Burke, but then, you know, you got some good minutes out of everybody else. So I think it's...
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More of it's a big win, and essentially, you know, you keep the home court winning streak, but then more importantly, you're able to function without Bryce, you know, in a big game. And usually Bryce plays his best in the big game. So I think you get 2 wins out of that. And you have some guys that were able to step up. And there's pretty big minutes when you think of coming off the bench. You know, Morgan's 21. Connor Sejan obviously didn't have any threes that he was able to make. But then also Sam Hoiberg played 22 minutes as well. So that's a lot of minutes coming off the bench. But then also let you know that as I'm reading here, that Fred can, you know, he's going to try different guys in different lineups to get the spark, you know, in the hard times. And then more importantly, we remember the snowy night when they played Iowa. I think Nebraska shot 15% from free throws. They were able to essentially win the game at free throws, 80 or at the free throw line, 86%. That's the, I mean, that's right. That's a different percentage than two or three years ago.
Well, think about this, that one, how we're talking about Coach Hoiberg now versus 2 years ago, talking about this program 2 years ago, where you're right, free throw, there were nights where free throws were just abysmal, and there's no way that game is won. There's no way that game was won. And I'm not sure that game is won in front of a crowd without students in it. It's a different vibe. And that's the thing about defense. Defense travels, and it doesn't matter that part. And maybe that's a conversation point, whether defense will win the Big Ten. It's worked at PBA, and the crowd's kind of gotten accustomed to, hey, we cheer for defense as much as we do anything other than threes. Like, we don't get many dunks to cheer about. So we stand up for defensive. Hey, a deflection gets a standing ovation at PBA. It's different times at PBA now.
And to that point, it's kind of striking to me that Nebraska basketball figured out how to win in the Big Ten before Nebraska football did.
Oh, you're just mean. And you're just mean. You're saucy today, Bernays. What is what?
But this is a Big Ten basketball game. Nebraska men's basketball won. They don't win this game when they come into the conference.
And is it a Big Ten? Is this a Big Ten roster? Right, because I think that's the real question is you have three legitimate bigs, all with different skill sets, all with different impacts on the game. Not for nothing, but Braxton Mia, a.k.a. Steven Thompson Jr., like we, like to get a guy that just will go out there and for the sake of his teammates and knowing the long impact on the game, he wears out opponents' bigs. In the last six games, his picks have put the opposing bigs on the floor several times. And it's just good because then here comes the super mullet off the bench, right, to run the floor and be athletic and dance. He can still bang with you. Is this what a Big Ten Nebraska lineup roster should look like?
I mean, it's definitely a Big Ten team. I mean, it's probably the biggest team Fred's ever had. I'm willing to bet. I'm talking about just from physical stature, you know, height and then weight, but then also maturity. I mean, you got to think Riley Worcester, he's 6'5". Bryce is what, 6'7"?
Mm-hmm. Juwan 6'6".
Juwan 6'6". Burke 6'9". And Braxton is 7 foot. That's a bigger lineup than he's ever had.
Can we get somebody from the fan base or from the student section to go to PBA and have a picture of Bear K in like in one of those blow up sizes? And you know how they do with strikeouts? Every time Bear K hits the floor, that they should, like, it should be a count. Like Bear K on the floor.
That seems like something an idea for road fans more than home fans, you know.
He is, Jay, I've never seen a player hit the floor as much as Bear K.
That's gravity, man. Sometimes it takes over. You know, you just say some people are just that type of player. But I think he also, you know, he just is physical and he just kind of throws himself out there. And you can do that when you got a guy like Andrew Morgan. If he wasn't at Nebraska, if he was at another, say, I'm willing to bet he probably started at Northwestern, probably. Probably start at Minnesota. So you got a definitely more times than not starting big man coming off your bench. And so it's definitely a big team. It's a team that Fred's never had before. And I think that, you know, he's had to manufacture different ways to be physical. And I think this year he doesn't have to. And I think this team has the ability, if Bryce is really going, to get into a game that we're in a scoring fest. And you know, I know we got to go to break, but the next game or next team that they play, Iowa, they just got boat raced by Wisconsin, like 100-something to 85. So the fact that they, yes, they got beat bad, but you also look at, they were able to put up 85 points. So if you go up to, every time they've been up to Iowa, I think in recent history, somehow they didn't got hot up there. Iowa's gotten hot. So this is to test DP's philosophy, defense travels. Now this is a different team. Now you're facing a different animal. Have you learned from Michigan State? Because let's assume you get the best version of Iowa, right? Here in about 2 or 3 days. And so you got to be
tomorrow.
Ready. Yeah, wait, is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah,
so,
tomorrow.
So it's a quick turnaround.
And hey, guess what happened? Nebraska last year beats number one Purdue on a Saturday. 2 day turnaround, head out to Iowa City. Let's see if you've grown from last year. Handle the moment better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the biggest part of this team, and that's what you want to see. And that's what I think you're starting to see after that St. Mary's game. I think you're starting to see this team mature by leaps and bounds, which you hadn't seen maybe in years past.
The record on January 6th is important. It is a huge statement for this team because it means you dipped your toe in the Big Ten and you came out with some success. I think if we asked the question a month ago whether this team is 13-2,
No. Yeah. And you would like to, and you know what?
Not sure about that.
You probably like that St. Mary's game over too.
Yeah.
I like to play St. Mary's right now, right?
Yeah.
Probably Nebraska might double them up. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.